Under the federal Help America Vote Act, all polling places have to have voting machines which allow the handicapped to cast a ballot by themselves in alternative ways. Braille for the blind, sip and puff breathing for paraplegics.
The ballot can go in any direction, front, backwards, upside down. And it takes 15 to 20 seconds. There's so many offices on the ballot.
In Madison, Dane County Clerk Bob Olson gave a demonstration of the new voting machine, which was paid for with federal money. The specially equipped machines don't keep a paper tally of votes cast. Other changes await voters, which clerks say could be confusing. For the first time, those in small communities of less than 5,000 will have to prove who they are, even if the poll worker's a neighbor and they've voted for years at the same location.
My fear is that at least in smaller communities, people that have voted in a locality for many years may think they're registered.
To get registered, Olson says small town residents will need to fill out a form and show proof of address. And in any size community, those registering the same day they vote will have to give poll workers the number on their driver's license. If they don't have one, the last four digits of their Social Security number or a Wisconsin ID will do. Otherwise, they cast a ballot which only counts if that ID is later provided. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.